Once upon a time in the mid-1960s, there was a chic restaurant nightclub called Dino's Lodge. Dean Martin lent his illustrious name to the establishment in return for a small percentage of an always questionable profit. Dino's was located in the heart of West Hollywood, California, smack dab in the middle of the fabled Sunset Strip, adjacent to the building used as the facade for a popular television show of its day, 77 Sunset Strip. For purposes of historical vernacular, it was a time when the Strip was really swinging day and night and had its own groove going. The sidewalks were always teeming with people. Some wanted to buzz the Strip in cars of every conceivable make, model, and or remodel for a little action. Some were there to people watch, or still others showed up simply because it was absolutely the place to be. Dino's was a popular, well-run hangout for people of all professions, distinguished doctors, lawyers, and Indian chiefs, and, of course, the Hollywood celebrity set. On any given evening, you might see actors like Dick Van Dyke or Lee Marvin, or maybe even comedians like Alan Sherman, Jackie Gale, and Joey Ross enjoying the atmosphere. If you ever needed a cultural icon that symbolized the pre-Woodstock, not quite hard drugs yet, plush leather burgundy decor, blonde stewardesses in miniskirt uniforms, thick clouds of cigarette smoke floating around the hanging lamps, Hugh Hefnery Sunset Strip 60s, it was Dino's Lodge. I worked there as a pianist of some note, often E flat. There I was in the thick of it, seated in front of a piano, noodling around night after night. It was my professional home away from home for 5 character-building years, 6 days a week from 9 p.m. to 1:45 a.m. or even later. I fronted the house band, a jazz trio that played for dinner, dancing, and shows for every singer in town who was on their way up or on their way down. Some singers were terrific but never made the big time. Some others who did make it really weren't very good. But on any given evening, I had the best rotation of bass players and drummers a pianist could ever have the pleasure of working with. No matter who came...